So this is a simple diagram to show how leptin works. You eat food, this is your gut, so you absorb nutrients. Your body fat takes up those nutrients, it absorbs them, and it makes leptin because you've eaten food. The leptin enters the bloodstream, and then it signals to your brain that you've eaten plenty of food. And your brain normally, when it's hungry, produces another hormone called neuropeptide Y. But leptin stops your brain from making neuropeptide Y. So neuropeptide Y is the hunger signal that tells you to eat. When leptin appears, it stops the production of neuropeptide Y, so you stop eating. So it's quite a simple scheme. In the mutant mice, so the obob mice, what happens is that they eat food, they absorb the nutrients from the food, but they can't make leptin. Their body fat can make no leptin at all. Their brain doesn't receive any signal from leptin. It carries on making this hunger hormone, neuropeptide Y, so the mice carry on eating. There's nothing that can make them stop eating because they don't have any leptin. This is the same mutant mice. So again, they're eating food, they're absorbing nutrients, they can't make any leptin themselves, but then if you inject leptin into their blood, that leptin that you injected signals to their brain to stop eating. So their brain then does stop making neuropeptide Y and they stop eating. So that's why injecting leptin into these mice stops them eating. So what about humans? Well, as you can imagine, there was huge excitement because if leptin is so important to stop food intake and prevent obesity in the mice, then maybe it was just as important in humans. But there are very few cases of leptin deficiency that have been found in humans. In the UK, there are one or two families where it's been shown that children born in those families have a leptin mutation, just like in the mice. And very similar to the mice, those children, from when they were babies, just could not stop eating, were hungry all the time, and got very, very big very, very fast. And those children are actually being treated by injections of leptin, just like the mice. But that condition is very, very, very rare. There's only one or two families in the UK, and I don't know about the rest of the world. So it's a very rare condition. And in fact, what people have found is that obese humans actually have higher levels of leptin than non-obese. So it's the opposite of what you might think. In addition to that, the circulating concentration of leptin is positively associated with body weight, BMI, and body fat. So what that means is the greater your body weight, the greater your BMI, the more body fat you have, actually the more leptin you have. That doesn't make sense, because if you have more leptin, you should stop eating more easily. So the situation in obese humans is obviously different, and there's a new theory which tries to explain this. The new theory suggests that in an obese person, they eat food, they absorb nutrients, their fat tissue makes plenty of leptin, but for some reason, their brain is resistant to leptin. So the idea is that obese people are leptin resistant. It's not like the situation in the mutant mice. It's just that for some reason, the brain cannot respond to leptin in the same way. So as a result, it carries on making neuropeptide Y, the hunger signal, and the person carries on eating. It hasn't been absolutely proven, but it is the most popular theory at the moment. Okay, so this is just to test you on your understanding of leptin. One of these statements is incorrect, and I would like you to decide which one is incorrect. A, leptin makes you feel full. Obese people might be leptin resistant. Obese people are leptin deficient. Obese people have higher leptin levels than lean people. So which one is wrong? Okay, how many people think A is wrong? How many people think B is wrong? How many people think C is wrong? And how many people think D is wrong? Okay, not everybody answering, but the correct answer is C. C is wrong, because obese people are not leptin deficient. They are leptin resistant. So they can make leptin. In fact, they have higher levels of leptin than non-obese people, but their brains don't respond to the leptin.